ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी कॉन्साइज कॉमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 6 फ्रॉम वर्स 24-28 डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ मेडिटेशन ऑन गॉड हु इज एट्रिब्यूटलेस एंड फॉर्मलेस। Chapter 6, verse 24. Sankalpa prabhavan kamams tyaktva sarvana sheshatah manasai vendriya gramam viniyamya samantatah. Completely renouncing all desires arising from sankalpa, which means resolve born of vasana or from thoughts of the world, and restraining the senses from all sides by the mind. Chapter 6, verse 25. Shanahi shanair uparamed buddhya drishti grahitaya atma samstam manah kritva nakim chidapi chintayet. Little by little, through constant practice, he should attain tranquility by means of purified reason, mind centered on God, he should think of nothing else. Comment. First and foremost, the spiritual aspirant should firmly resolve with his mind and intellect that only God, manifest or unmanifest Paramatma, pervades in all places, times, actions, objects and persons, etc., as an embodiment of existence and consciousness. Besides God, nothing else exists. Then the aspirant should let go even this resolve, and he should become silent from within and from without, meaning that he should not think about anything, neither of the world, nor of the self, Atma, nor of God. In other words, if the aspirant thinks of anything, the mind, which means jada or inert, will be with him, so he will not be able to abandon the relationship with the mind. When he thinks, he will be thinking about something. But when he does not think of anything at all, then he will be thinking of only God, meaning that his state will be, or he will be situated in God only. In case some other thought comes on its own, he should not be concerned about it, meaning that he should be neutral about it, neither should he feel that this thought should stay, nor should he feel that it should go away. He should neither have raga, which means attachment, nor dvesha, which means aversion, for that thought, nor should he consider it to be his own. He should not even have this insistence that he does not have to think about anything. His swabhava, which means habit or nature, should become such that naturally he stays silent and peaceful, and he does not need to do anything for himself. Question. By not thinking of anything, he will become a witness only. But then, would that thought not be in his intellect? Swamiji's answer. Yes. The feeling of being a witness will be in his intellect, but the result of that would be experienced in the self, as the army fights, but the king gets the victory as a result. The feeling of being a witness also goes away automatically without any effort in an aspirant. Question. What is wrong with thinking about God in order to remove the unnecessary thinking? Swamiji's answer. One way is that we do the thinking consciously, while the other way is that it happens on its own. As one feels hungry, thought of food happens on its own. In the same way, for an aspirant, the thought of God should come on its own, which will happen when the aspirant feels the necessity of God. But the common situation is that the aspirant forcibly thinks about God, but the thoughts of the world come on their own. To remove the thought of the world, he forcibly tries to think about God. The result of forcibly thinking in this way is that it leaves an impression on his mind, and at the same time, he keeps thinking about the world also. With this, the aspirant develops pride, having practiced his discipline for so many years, and he also gets disappointed that he did not benefit even after working at it for so many years. Therefore, if the aspirant abandons the laziness and sleepiness, develops the habit or nature of remaining silent and peaceful, then by not thinking of anything else, he will naturally be situated in God. Chapter 6, verse 26. Yato yato nischalati manas chanchalam asthiram. Tatas tato niyam yaitada atma nyeva vasham nayet. By whatever cause the restless and unsteady mind wanders away, let it be pulled back from those objects by repeatedly and continually concentrating it only on God. Chapter 6, verse 27. Prashanta manasam henam yoginam sukham uttamam upaiti shanta rajasam brahma bhutama kalmasham. Supreme or sattvic happiness certainly comes to the yogi whose sins are entirely wiped out, that is, he is now sinless, whose passion, which means rajoguna, is subdued, whose mind has become perfectly calm and pure, and who has become one with Brahma or God. Chapter 6, verse 28. Yunjan evam sadatmanam yogi vigata kalmashah sukhena brahma samsparsham atyantam sukamashnute. The sinless yogi, thus submerging his self always in God, easily experiences the infinite bliss of oneness with Brahma or the Absolute. Comment: uniting oneself constantly with God signifies not thinking of anything at all. It means silencing from within and without and being at peace. Neither thinking of the world, which means outside, nor thinking of God, which means inside. By not thinking of anything, the aspirant is naturally situated in God. Trying to engage the mind in God is a karana sapeksha, which means using the mind method, refer Gita chapter 6 verse 26, and uniting the self with God is a karana nirapeksha, which means not through mental pursuits method. In karana nirapeksha method, without the relationship with jada, which means inert, the aspirant attains God easily. But in the karana sapeksha method, one attains God with difficulty. Refer Gita chapter 12 verse 5. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.